Again, we're going through these Gemaras so quickly, but every line here is another classic. So just very, very briefly, number one, this last Gemara that we just learned. Amar Rav Chanina, harbei Torah lamadati merabbeisai, umechavera yoisa merabbeisai, umitalmida yoisa mikulam. So we're not going to talk about this, but we'll have one related raid bite related to this, and that is the Yesod of the Chassam Sofer, who says that a person thinks that when he gives up for other people, he's losing out. But really, when a person gives up from himself in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't matter what it is, Torah, Chesed, when a person gives up to somebody else, you never lose. To the contrary, you gain. In the short term, it may look like you have a debit, but in the long term, you're going to have a credit. And he said, the Chassam Sofer, this was Margalo Bepume, it's printed in the Petuchei Chosim, which is the Hakdama to the first Sefer that was ever published from the Chassam Sofer. It was written by Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, and he writes that this was something my father used to always say, that that's what Reb Chanina Bar Chama meant when he said, "Harbei Torah lamadati merabbeisai, umechavera yoisa merabbeisai, umitalmida yoisa mikulon." What did he mean, "mitalmida yoisa mikulon"? He said, being that he gave himself over to his talmidim, yoisa mikulon, that's why he was zoicha to so much siyata d'shmaya. But just one ha'ara as it relates to this famous line. So who said it? Reb Chanina said it. Now, Stam Reb Chanina in Shas is Reb Chanina Bar Chama. The Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, very famous Gemara. The Gemara discusses the Yoim Ptirasoi Shal Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was Nifter. And the Gemara describes the final instructions that Rebbe gave to the people that were around him. And one of the things he said was, Chanina Bar Chama Yeshev Barosh. He said, Chanina Bar Chama, he should be Rosh Yeshiva. And the Gemara says, like, Kiba Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina didn't want to accept it. Shehoyu Reb Afes gadol mimenu shtei shanim u'mechza. Because Reb Afes was 2.5 years older than him. And he felt that let Reb Afes better be the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Afes bereisha. So Reb Afes became the Rosh Yeshiva. V'yosef Reb Chanina abroi. Reb Chanina sat outside. V'asa Levi v'yosef gabe. And then Levi came and he sat together with Reb Chanina. So when Reb Yehuda Anasi passed away, he had to now hand over the torch. Who's going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva? So he chose Reb Chanina. That's who he chose. But Reb Chanina didn't want to take it because of Reb Afes. Reb Afes was a little bit older and he was sensitive to Reb Afes. And the Gemara in a few places in Shas talks about this Reb Chanina-Reb Afes relationship. But learning the Gemara, Reb Chanina is the one that said, Harbe Torah lamadati merabbeisai, umitalmida yoisa mikulan. He is the Baal Memra. Right, you learn the Gemara Ksuvas Kuf Gimel and you're impressed by Reb Chanina's Mesiras Nefesh, that even though he was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Yehuda Anasi had a famous Talmudic academy and he just handed over the torch to Reb Chanina. This is the biggest shtela you could possibly have. But because Reb Afes is 2.5 years older than him, he was Mevater. So it's an amazing vitor on the point, stamp from the perspective of Reb Chanina. But when you appreciate what Reb Chanina himself said, he is the Mara Deshmaita of Mitamida Yoisa Mikulan. He's the one that said that. So if he's the one that said that, that brings out in so much more of a manifest way what exactly his Mesiras Nefesh was. Maybe this is related to the Chassam Sofer we spoke at a moment ago.